Yo, dude! No way! A new plant just leaked! Check this out, guys. Let's see what it is. What? It's a scaredy shroom! Can you believe it, guys? Scaredy shroom. Just an unspecified amount of time away. Scaredy shroom's release is in an unspecified amount of time. Woohoo! I am so happy about this information. I'm gonna keep this short. It's not like I kept the entire premise of this video a massive secret. In my opinion, Scaredy Shroom may be the worst plant to have ever been added to Plants vs. Zombies 2. Also, like I have for my recent videos, I posted a Google form in my Discord server for people to fill out. Their responses will be referenced throughout the video. For reference, I will only be looking at Scaredy Shroom at level 1, as it's the easiest way to compare plants, and because I personally really dislike the leveling system. As I'm assuming all of you know, Scaredy Shroom originates from Plants vs. Zombies 1. Most of the reason it is remembered at all is because it was one of the only PvZ1 plants to not have been added to Plants vs. Zombies 2. Statistically, its PvZ2 appearance remains almost entirely unchanged. Scaredy Shroom, like in PvZ1, costs 25 sun. Still has a fast recharge, although in PvZ2, a fast recharge is 5 seconds, while in PvZ1, a fast recharge is 7.5 seconds. Scaredy does 20 damage and fires every 1.35 to 1.5 seconds, basically the same as in PvZ1. Scaredy notably has the gimmick of hiding when a zombie comes too close, and the range seems to be the same in PvZ2 as in PvZ1, which was around a 3x3 set of tiles. Scaredy's health is actually weaker than most other plants. While most plants have 300 hit points, Scaredy only has 200. Zombie bites do 50 damage. The game tries to compensate by giving Scaredy Shroom a weird little ability where, when it hides, it has more health, so it is actually ever so slightly stronger than the average plant. Instead of it being eaten in 6 bites, it is eaten in 7. Massive upgrade, I know. It has an intriguing plant food attack. When used, Scaredy Shroom will fire 40 projectiles, each doing 30 damage with some knockback. It will also call all of the Scaredy Shrooms in the immediate area, a 3x3, to do the same. That's a lot of damage. Enough to kill a gargantuar if every shot lands. Interestingly enough, this is not the first time that Scaredy Shroom is in PvZ2. You can actually find an unfinished beta version of Scaredy in versions from late 2013 and early 2014. It was originally supposed to be part of Dark Ages. Why it was scrapped is unknown, but it's a fair assumption that it's because a bunch of developers left after the completion of Far Future. How does Scaredy Shroom fit in Plants vs. Zombies 2? Not well, I'll tell you that. Scaredy Shroom has numerous massive issues that make it so it simply does not work in Plants vs. Zombies 2 gameplay-wise. In Plants vs. Zombies 1, Scaredy was functionally a very cheap early game attacker that did little damage and had a big drawback. As such, it would usually get replaced later on in the level by more powerful plants. I don't think it's unfair to assume that it was almost always used in the night levels, since during those levels, no sun falls from the sky, making a cheap attacker like Scaredy Shroom beneficial to your setup. I'm also assuming this because using Scaredy in the daytime is impossible without Coffee Bean, which at that point is the same cost as Peashooter, and Peashooter doesn't hide if the zombies get too close. Unless you're intentionally impairing yourself, you will never need a plant like this in Plants vs. Zombies 2. The game plays completely differently from Plants vs. Zombies 1. Fundamental differences in level design prevent Scaredy Shroom from excelling as intended. Two of the most significant are the pacing of levels and the shift in the sun meta. Starting with the level pacing, to put it simply, PvZ2's levels are so much shorter than PvZ1's levels. You can finish 2 or 3 PvZ2 levels in the span of time that it takes to complete one PvZ1 level. The early stages of levels, which the cost-effective Scaredy Shroom specializes in, are almost non-existent in PvZ2. Some levels only have 2 or 3 waves of zombies before the first flag, and throw you into the thick of it right away. As for the sun meta, PvZ2 shifted from a single sun drop being worth 25 sun to 50 sun. This wasn't always the case, as before Far Future's release, a sun drop was worth 25 sun. Because of the shift, filling up your sun bank and having enough sun to use expensive plants is a lot easier, defeating part of the purpose of Scaredy Shroom. The shifts in sun meta and level design combine to make a reality where Scaredy Shroom is not going to see a lot of usage. A more minor, albeit still noteworthy issue with early game attackers is the amount of seed slots that the player can have. Unless you bought the extra seed slot before the developers removed it from the store, you can only bring at most 7 plants per level. In comparison, in the PC and console versions of PvZ1, you can bring up to 10 plants. Much more room for plant variety. I would like to think that it is generally better to bring permanent attackers, sun producers, stalls, walls, insta-kills, and support over a temporary early game attacker where you get exactly what you paid for. All of the changes mentioned boil down to how PvZ1 and PvZ2 were ultimately designed. PvZ1 is a casual, slower-paced game, while PvZ2 is faster-paced and designed around mobile gaming. Most of the plants that were introduced in PvZ2 were designed with efficiency in mind. As such, the plants that were ported from PvZ1 and left mostly unchanged tend to be less effective than the ones introduced in PvZ2. It's clear that the developers realized this. As the level design shifted to a much faster pace, less and less plants were ported from PvZ1. Perfectly lining up with this shift in gameplay, after the release of Big Wave Beach Part 1 in 2014, only 4 PvZ1 plants had been added into PvZ2. Cactus and Gatling Pea, both of which were reworked for PvZ2, and are now generally well respected, with Cactus being completely altered in gimmick, and Pumpkin and Garlic, which were left basically untouched from PvZ1. As a result, Pumpkin, which was arguably one of the best plants in the first game, just kind of exists in the second one. According to you guys, Pumpkin is fine, but pretty redundant in use due to all of the zombies that counter its gimmick. Then there's Garlic, who is considered one of the worst plants in the game, if not the absolute worst. At the time of writing this script, Seashroom has also been found in the game's files, but no code for it has been found. Overall, Scaredy Shroom is not in good company. It certainly doesn't help that Scaredy Shroom is unlocked via seed packets, a staple of Arena and Penny's Pursuit plants. I personally cannot envision a world in which Scaredy will be useful at all in Arena, the rushiest game mode out of the 3. Arena also happens to be the spammiest game mode, and intense zombie spam is something that Scaredy simply cannot handle due to its weak, single-hit projectile, its hiding gimmick, and its low health. As said by FlagZombie in the Google forum, nobody's going to use him in Arena or Penny's Pursuit. People aren't going to replay the adventure just to use him either. Plus, both Penny's Pursuit and Adventure have a lot of spam themselves. Many world gimmicks also play directly against Scaredy Shroom, limiting its usage even more. The last 3 worlds by release order, Neon Mixtape Tour, Jurassic Marsh, and Modern Day, are the most terrifying for Scaredy. Neon Mixtape Tour is a variety of different jams, each boosting a specific zombie. While the jams make their correlating zombies a lot deadlier, the more noteworthy factor for this video is that 2 of the 6 different jams, Metal and Punk, which combine to be in 30 of Neon Mixtape Tour's 32 levels, speed up zombies by 125% and 150% respectively. Obviously, this isn't good for Scaredy, as the zombies will be able to trigger its hiding gimmick much faster, leaving it unable to defend the player and turning it into a waste of space. Both of the other 2 worlds mentioned do this too, but in different ways. Modern Day has zombie spawning portals which can appear throughout the lawn, including close to the house where you'll likely put Scaredy. But portals are for some reason only used in 9 out of Modern Day's 34 levels. Meanwhile, Jurassic Marsh is the worst for Scaredy Shroom. Infamously, Jurassic Marsh's gimmick are dinosaurs that are able to help the zombies advance. The raptor kicks zombies into the heart of your defense, the stegosaurus also launches them into the heart of your defense, the pterodactyl flies them to the very back of your defense, the T-Rex speeds them up tremendously until they reach a plant, and the ankylosaurus pushes them into the plants, possibly up to the second column. At the very least, 3 out of 5 of these attack the section of your lawn closest to the player's house, possibly all of them if your setup is falling apart. This world is easily the most chaotic, and defenses collapse quickly. Most permanent long-range attackers already don't do very well in a world like this, due to all of the directions that the zombies are coming from, and Scaredy's frail spore shot and it hiding when a zombie gets even remotely close just makes it an even worse pick. Every other world, except for Wild West, has special ambushes with zombies spawning at or around the middle of the lawn. Most of these surprise attacks, such as Far Future's Bot Swarm, Dark Age's Necromancy, and Big Wave Beach's Low Tide, are completely random with the placement of these zombies. Once again, triggering Scaredy's hiding gimmick and nullifying it as a reliable attacker are incredibly easy with these. Plants vs. Zombies 2 is an environment where Scaredy Shroom is simply unable to thrive. As your main source of defense, Scaredy is inconsistent at best and absolutely awful at worst. It should go without saying that using it as a secondary attacker is completely pointless and actively harms your setup. Scaredy was already a very limited plant, and the copious amounts of hurdles in the game design and levels alone ruins all potential for the plant to be useful. But that's not the end of its issues. This is likely the most self-explanatory section of the video. I could sum everything up right now with this meme, but I feel that I need to emphasize just how horribly Scaredy Shroom has it. Thus, this entire section is just a list of all of Scaredy's horrible matchups. In Plants vs. Zombies 1, Scaredy's weaknesses weren't as prevalent. While it was relatively ineffective against the good majority of zombies, PvZ1 was a much slower game and stronger specials were less common. This list is assuming that Scaredy is the only plant actively affecting the zombie it is facing and that there's only one of the zombie mentioned, an incredibly rare scenario. I am also not bothering testing all of these, and the list is made based on assumptions of what I know about the game, so a zombie mentioned may be less or more dangerous than I perceive. Yes, I know that some of the zombies on this list are threats to a fair amount of plants and not just Scaredy Shroom. However, said other plants are just better equipped to deal with these zombies. This also isn't to say that Scaredy can't deal with these, but that it is at a severe disadvantage. With that said, here we go. There are mainstays of every section of the game, your typical brown coat, conehead, buckethead, and flag. Of these, the bucketheads, due to their high health, are definitely threats. The coneheads may also be dangerous for the same reason depending on how many Scaredy Shrooms there are, but two should probably be enough to take them down. There's also Everyworld's Gargantuar and Imp, both of which make this list. The Imp because of when it's thrown into the back of your setup, triggering Scaredy's hiding gimmick. The Gargantuar should be obvious. The Explorer Zombie of Ancient Egypt may be too fast for Scaredy to handle and instantly kills it. Tomb Raiser, depending on where the graves are thrown, may stop Scaredy from defeating the incoming horde of zombies before they trigger its hiding gimmick. Pharaoh is just too tanky, and when the sarcophagus is destroyed, too fast for Scaredy. Most of the Pirate Sea specials are a poor matchup for Scaredy, and most are because they trigger its hiding gimmick rather quickly. Swashbuckler spawns in the middle column, Imp Cannon fires imps across the lawn, and the Parrot flies everywhere. Barrel Roller is on this list because his barrel has higher health than you'd expect. For Scaredy Shroom, Barrel Roller is effectively a buckethead that spawns imps. It does not get better in Wild West. Prospector lands in the back of the lawn, right where the player would realistically plant Scaredy. Piano is notorious for being Piano, and Poncho may have too much health depending on if it has the metal grate or not. Then there's the chickens. Good luck with these guys. Bull Rider is dangerous because of its speed, health, and it launching an imp down the lawn depending on where the ability was triggered. Jetpack Zombie flies over Scaredy, again triggering the hiding, and all of the other specials in Far Future just have way too much health. Dark Ages is the one world where people always point to Scaredy being good in. Unfortunately, it would likely suck. Night Zombie is too bulky, and King just makes more of them. I originally wrote this part of the script thinking that Jester would also be a massive counter. Well, whether intentional or not, I doubt it was intentional. Scaredy's projectile can hit Jester without triggering its ability. I mentioned before that there's code for Scaredy Shroom in early versions, and I said that it was left unfinished because a bunch of developers departed from PopCap during the production of Dark Ages. I would just like to throw out there that it may also have been because this plant is ass. Scaredy Shroom. Depending on where the tide is, Snorkel may sneak up on Scaredy, triggering its hiding ability. Surfer, too, depends on the tide. If there is tide, it'll be a lot faster. If there isn't, it'll still insta-kill and leave an obstacle in the way. Octo also blocks Scaredy, and it and Fisherman have a decent amount of health. For Frostbite Caves, Blockhead has too much health, Hunter's in the same boat as Tomb Raiser and Octo, Troglobite may be too much depending on how many ice blocks it is pushing, and the weasels are weasels. Lost City is, like every other world, home to a plethora of bad matchups. Lost Pilot, Bug Zombie, and Relic Hunter can all get to the back of your lawn with ease. Importer leaves a tent that may spawn too many zombies, too fast for Scaredy's weak attack, and Excavator is unaffected by Scaredy entirely. Neon Mixtape Tour and Jurassic Marsh aren't as threatening to Scaredy Shroom as their zombies as they are with their gimmicks, both of which have already been discussed. The most dangerous is definitely Breakdancer due to kicking zombies forward. Arcade is up here for the same reason as Importer. As for Jurassic Marsh, there's only two specials, and both of them make it on for having too much health. Every single one of the modern-day specials are, again, horrible matchups for Scaredy. Newspaper has a shockingly high amount of health and is notorious for becoming way too fast when the newspaper is destroyed. All-Star also has a lot of HP and is initially fast. Balloon is like Jetpack and Bug,
and Superfan Imp, while not much by itself, can be punted to the back of the lawn by All-Star. If this list looks like a lot to you, well, that's because it is. Keep in mind that this is just Adventure Mode alone. I haven't even talked about the Expansion Zombies, the Zombots, the Z-Corp Zombies, the Roman Zombies, the Carny Zombies, or the Arena Generals. I don't think I need to go into how overpowered they are. Most of these can effortlessly obliterate Scaredy Shroom, especially the first two groups mentioned. Throughout Plants vs. Zombies 2, there exists an abundance of zombies that counter Scaredy Shroom hard. They fall into three groups. Either they can easily trigger the hiding ability by means such as being too fast or hopping over your defenses, they have too much health for Scaredy's crappy damage output, or they leave obstacles in the way of Scaredy, stopping it from killing the zombies before they get too close. There is not a single world where Scaredy would be a good option to use. In most of them, the only zombies that Scaredy can reliably and easily deal with by itself are the Brown Coat and the Flag. With everything previously discussed so far in this video, it brings us the question, why was Scaredy Shroom even added to Plants vs. Zombies 2? To sum up everything that this video has gone over, Scaredy Shroom is a horrendous fit in Plants vs. Zombies 2 for a profuse amount of reasons. Let's review. PvZ2 has faster levels. They require more efficient strategy, and a plant that is theoretically only useful for the first few waves of a level is not worth using. PvZ2 is a different sun meta, basically devaluing drops of sun. Most of the reason for using Scaredy Shroom in the first game is because it was harder to ramp up for high-cost plants during the night levels. In PvZ2, night levels make up 6% of adventure mode. Using a cheap attacker is not more beneficial than any regular attacker at all. Very little was changed about Scaredy Shroom from its appearance in the first game. Combining all of these factors, Scaredy Shroom has effectively zero reason to be used or even exist in the game at all. Even if these weren't in play, the amount of plants you can bring is much more limited in PvZ2, and Scaredy does not have anything that makes it better than others that have the same purpose or function. Scaredy Shroom is not easy to unlock, and virtually every single level or game mode has a massive advantage over Scaredy, whether that be because of some gimmick, the types of zombies in the level, or how many zombies there are. Honestly, the only positive to Scaredy Shroom that I can think of is that it has an astonishingly powerful plant food ability, but plant food doesn't make a plant any better or worthwhile to use, especially if the plant is otherwise atrocious. It's not like Scaredy added anything new anyway, as there are already two other plants that hide from zombies, with a third soon to be released. Considering all of the above, plus the fact that Scaredy Shroom was already removed from the game with evidently no intention of being brought back, really, why did the developers add this plant? Obviously, we're never going to get an exact answer, at least not for a long time. However, we can guess. Judging off the results of the Google form, most people seem to assume that its addition was one of two, possibly both, reasons. One, blatant nostalgia bait for quick cash. This was also my first instinct. We know that there's some birthdays event for PvZ2's 10th anniversary, and coming along with it are Seashroom and the DuckyTube zombies, both from the original game, much like Scaredy. If this is the case, it's not a horrible plan. There is, or was, maybe, I don't know, a significant amount of people who are begging and pleading for PvZ1 plants to be in PvZ2. PvZ2 has since fallen from its peak in popularity in the mid-2010s, and maybe the devs will think that this might get some people back into the game. Ultimately, people will just end up leaving anyway, either because they probably find Scaredy Shroom ugly, or because nowadays the game is a fucking pigsty, being milked to death since post-acquisition PopCap does not know how to manage their IPs, but I digress. The other theory is that the developers are simply out of ideas and are scraping the barrel. It's obvious that PopCap is creatively bankrupt and has been for the better part of a decade. Out of all of the 32 participants, only 4 responded with something else in this section of the Google form. Out of those 4, 3 just didn't answer the question and 1 said Mr. Krabs told them to, which lines up with the quick buck nostalgia bait theory. I personally see both theories as plausible, but what confuses me about them is why the developers decided to add Scaredy Shroom, Seashroom, and the DuckyTube zombies over fan favorites like Doomshroom, Gloomshroom, Cattail, and Cobcannon. It's clear that they will completely disregard rationality and game balance. Plants like Pokra and Headbutter Lettuce come to mind, as they are commonly considered to be some of the most broken plants in the game. And then there's the subject of this very video, who is a total head-scratcher on how it even got allowed into the game as it is. An entirely separate idea that I was thinking of is that there was possibly a great deal of people DMing the PvZ2 Reddit account and asking for Scaredy Shroom's addition. While very, very unlikely, I think that it would be incredibly funny and would explain how it got in over the others. Overall, there is no concrete answer to why Scaredy Shroom was added. There are theories, but nothing has been confirmed, and it is unlikely that they ever will be. Look at me, I just wasted 3 or 4 minutes of your time. Moving on. Is there a way that Scaredy Shroom can be improved? I mean, yeah, of course there is. If you really want to, you can make it stupidly overpowered by buffing it to 1,000 damage per shot. However, the goal for this section of the video is to try and make it balanced, not broken, which is honestly hard to do when there are so many fundamental flaws with its existence in PvZ2 that are completely out of its control. That doesn't mean that Scaredy is unsalvageable. Most of Scaredy Shroom's issues stem from its inefficiency and ineffectiveness while incapacitated. Both Cactus and Shadow Peashooter, the other fully released plants that hide when zombies are nearby, have abilities that only activate when hiding. Cactus basically turns into a spikeweed, and Shadow Pea drags a zombie into the ground, killing both of them. There was possibly a slight attempt by PopCap to give Scaredy a function, adding the aforementioned ability that increases the amount of health that it has when hiding. Nevertheless, the ability is more or less completely disregardable because, with this, Scaredy only lasts half a second longer than the average plant. Good job, PopCap. There's a lot of missed potential with Scaredy Shroom. If the developers gave Scaredy Shroom an actually decent alternate ability when hiding, it's possible that this video would not exist. For example, having Scaredy emit slowing spores, much like the slowness applied by Stalia or Sapfling, would make this plant infinitely better. Maybe it could have applied a more moderate poison effect to zombies in the nearby vicinity. Realistically, anything would have worked. Having a self-defense mechanism would seriously negate many of Scaredy's issues, such as how it's only practical in early sections of levels, and the amount of zombies that counter it for its inability to defend itself. Even just giving Scaredy Shroom more health and having it function as a spammable meat shield is better than its current iteration. My only advice is that, if you do decide to add Scaredy Shroom to some PvZ2 mod and you want to give it an alternate ability, make sure it plays into the whole hiding gimmick. There are a lot of good ideas out there, but those ideas may just work better on a completely separate plant that does not get immobilized constantly. For example, one person in the Google forum suggested that Scaredy could have fired more projectiles as the zombies approached before hiding. I personally really like this concept, and on a thematic level it does fit Scaredy Shroom's one-dimensional personality, but the ability would likely just perform better on a different plant that doesn't have the long list of issues that Scaredy has. That's not to say that this proposal would hinder Scaredy, and in virtually every way this is a much-needed buff, but it probably shouldn't be the first or only option you go with. If you have an idea on how to improve Scaredy Shroom, don't hesitate to share it in the comments. This plant is legitimately awful. It is exceptionally incompetent and is plagued by significant issues that no other plant has to deal with. No other plant is neutralized so easily. The very concept of the plant alone makes it a horrendous pick compared to everything else. It's just not versatile, which is something that most plants are. Scaredy is a plant that I seriously expected them to not add. Yes, modern PopCap has made some really odd decisions over the past few years, but it's blatantly obvious to literally everyone that a plant like this just doesn't work in this type of game. I actually deeply regret the way I described Cabbage Pult in its video because of how little purpose Scaredy serves in comparison. Cabbage's issues were that it was nothing more than a secondary tutorial plant that was really only noteworthy for the first few waves of its introductory level, and that it had nothing to incentivize using it because it offered nothing new and was objectively worse than many other plants. Most arena plants are only in the game for PopCap to milk PvZ2 for as much cash as possible, but at least the devs attempt to be innovative with them. The ones that don't are loved by fans anyway because they're stupidly overpowered. Scaredy is the exact opposite of both of these, and its only innovation is a new low for game balance. Of course, Scaredy isn't completely unusable. No plant is. An incredibly cheap attacker like Scaredy can be a decent pick in some situations, and its plant food ability is admittedly disgustingly good. However, in my eyes, these positives don't save it. Because of everything that I have just said over the last god knows how long, I personally consider Scaredy Shroom to be the worst plant to have ever been added to Plants vs. Zombies 2. With at least a tiny bit of creativity and innovation, this plant could have been something special. Well, Scaredy Shroom is special, just for all of the wrong reasons. I feel the need to clarify that this video is my opinion. If you want to use this plant, by all means, go ahead. I'm not trying to stop you from doing so.
And you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed something. Maybe Scaredy Shroom is actually really good. Go try it out for yourself and come to your own conclusion. Happy 10th birthday, Plants vs. Zombies 2. Shame it had to be spoiled by such a shitty plant. See ya in the next one.